This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Alex.
And Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it'd be worth continuing our where did the virus come from discussion, because you've been convinced from day one that this is, what would you call it?
Well, I would say that COVID-19 is probably a bioweapon in development that got released prematurely by accident.
And I would say that's possible. But it's also possible, and perhaps even more probable, that it came from a wet market in China.
Either way, we both agree that it originated in China, and that the Chinese Communist Party tried to cover up the severity of it.
Yep.
They lied to the World Health Organization about human-to-human transfer, which the WHO, which is in China's hip pocket, basically parroted the Chinese Communist Party's line. That lie allowed for millions and millions and millions of Chinese to travel during Chinese New Year to globally spread the disease. I'm not blaming the people, because, hey, you know, people got to travel. My ex-wife went back to China for Chinese New Year, as she does every year. And then basically until February, or was it January, late January, early February, then when the severity of this thing actually was made to the point where you couldn't hide it anymore, they changed their tune. And had the Chinese Communist Party actually acted in a more responsible and proactive way, we would not have to deal with this problem as we are in the international community. And to blame President Donald Trump for what they did and failed to do, I find very disingenuous, intellectually dishonest, and just outright gross.
But are you surprised? I mean,
oh, I'm not surprised. I mean, as I said, we've got a bunch of people in this country who freak out and try to get the guy impeached because he puts ketchup on his steak.
Yeah, to me it seems that the biggest problem so far is the WHO. So I expect China to do what's in the best interest for China. I expect the media to do what's in the best interest for the media. I expect the Democrats to do what's good for them, and I expect Trump to do what's good for him.
Right. I don't disagree. Yeah.
You know, you would think what's good for them is to actually do their job, and they just completely sold out and became a shill.
Yeah, well,
the CCP just saying, like, oh, what about Taiwan, the reporter would ask, and they legitimately just said, we didn't hear the question.
Yeah.
They went to repeat it, and they just said, let's do a different question. They hung up, like, they just totally, you know, denied the, like, their own doctors and other, like, experts who are saying this is something more.
And Taiwan's been doing a lot of good things to control this virus, and they've actually had some good policies that have, from what I've read, they've actually gotten a lot of things under control in Taiwan.
What's their lockdown policy, do you know?
They don't really have one, but people are practicing social distancing and wearing masks, and they are doing the testing better than other countries, and so is Korea. So it's like, but
Korea just had an election.
Yeah, but to deny.
I saw on Facebook, which, you know, normally Facebook, ever since I moved to Saipan, I started using Facebook because they have all the, like, you know, buy and for sale stuff. Like, that's like the best source for what's going on. The governor releases, like, his latest executive orders on Facebook first, so you kind of get sucked into the Facebook. And I saw in regards to the Wisconsin election, someone said the Republican parties are trying to kill, you know, Democrats and minorities.
Oh yeah, well the Democrats
having an election.
Well, the Democrats want to do everything mail in so that they can do more voter fraud. I am convinced of that. I mean,
whether or not the goal is voter fraud or that's the result, to say that they're doing the election to kill people is so extreme. But it's like that. I'm seeing that kind of stuff all the time where people are. It's like we've totally separate into different worlds.
Yeah.
We're in the same theater, but watching different movies.
Well, we are. Well, what kills me about the Democrats is that, okay, so that they're... See, I wasn't actually this partisan a couple years ago. I was a libertarian.
Most people aren't.
I was a libertarian. I kind of hated the Republicans and Democrats equally until all of this derangement crap started going mainstream. So it's like, here's the Democrats. Voter ID is racist, so having to show an ID to vote is a bad thing, but now they want everybody to be forcibly tested, and you have to have an ID to show that you have the antibodies for COVID-19. They also want you to register every gun and have an ID to buy a firearm if they want you to have a fire. So it's basically everything you have to have an ID for, except voting, is cool. But then when it comes time to vote and you are need to have an ID, oh, it's racist all of a sudden. Is it racist to need a driver's license to drive? No. But it's racist to have to show an ID when you vote. And, you know, my entire time I've ever voted, both in Michigan and here in Saipan, I've had to show my ID to vote, and I never had a problem with it. And nor did most people that I ever talked to.
Yeah, and they say, well, some people can't afford an ID. And I find that hard to believe, but let's just make IDs free then.
Yeah.
You know, driver's license, $50, $100, whatever it is in your state.
Yeah.
Let's waive those fees and just...
Is First Hawaiian Bank racist for requiring me to show them two forms of ID when I apply for a bank account or to cash a check?
Obviously not, but
yeah. I mean, I'm a minority here.
You're
so
a mistake of assuming that their policies are that they care about consistency.
Yeah, well what I'm saying is
they don't care.
What they care about is making
they
sure
care about
that
winning in power, that's why they're doing so well.
Well, that's what the Democrats, as far
not
as
that
I'm
the
concerned,
Republicans are.
Well,
are
both
too different, but they have a little bit more of like a. They have to at least pretend to care about the Constitution, right? The Democrats have no... The Democrat base could care less about the Constitution. The Republican base, they care about certain principles to some degree.
Oh, no, the Democrats care about the Constitution all of a sudden now that President Trump is saying that the states have to open, and now they're going, oh, states' rights.
But
well,
they obviously don't care.
They never...
They can use as an excuse they use.
Yeah, they never seem to care about the Constitution.
They do not care about it.
They never did. So, and it's sort of like this. I see both parties. It's sort of like I looked at the last election like this. Hillary Clinton was like getting AIDS, whereas voting for Trump was like getting herpes. You know, one will kill you, the other one is just a pain in the groin.
Are you stigmatizing HIV? How dare you?
No, I'm just saying I don't want that gift if somebody wanted to give it to me, which is another thing. Okay, so here's the state of California. HIV is a stigmatizing thing. Look, I don't want anybody to get HIV, and it sucks, but, you know, to legalize willfully and knowingly transmitting HIV to your partner, well, that's a little bit nuts, but California legalized giving people HIV, but now they want to lock everybody down because they've got COVID-19. And how many people have died from HIV versus how many people have died from COVID-19? It's bloody ridiculous,
Well, there you go again, thinking they're gonna not be ridiculous, that they'll be consistent, that they'll make sense.
I just want to know is how did I get to the bearded Spock universe, and how can I beam myself back to my Enterprise?
How? Well, I'd say you just take yourself there, right? If the people start, like, look at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan said you can't leave your house, you can't buy this, you can't do that. And people said, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Says who? Who's going to stop me?
Exactly.
And they went out in force. Some say as high as 30,000.
And that's why the Democrats want our AR-15s.
Indeed it is. What do you think? You can call in. The number is 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our Dynavite and then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding William Stenson 60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's William Stenson 60 at yahoo.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And it's arguably the freest place on Earth. except for ForkFest. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one's in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like the others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. So yes, as far as we know, it's still going on, and I don't know how it would be canceled anyways. So if we'll see how long this lockdown goes, but if it continues on through Independence Day, I think you're going to see a lot of people in New Hampshire exercise their right to free assembly and protest it. And I think that's something I really want to, you know, hit up on, is that you can exercise your right to assembly, and it seems there's no consequences.
Well,
look at Michigan. There was, you know, Dave does it every week, talks with the police, and, you know.
Well, the thing is, too, it's like the people in Michigan, most of them showed up in their car with the windows rolled up, and they just circled the Capitol.
Had Nazi flags and Confederate flags. They're a bunch of racists.
I bet you there was probably a couple of plants there just to make optics look bad. I mean, I'm not saying, look, most of the people that show up to these things are good people, okay? Like, but there's always there's always an a-hole that will show up and try to, you know, poop in the Cheerios. I mean, it's
why does it matter if someone has a Nazi flag?
It doesn't because
real
even
does nothing.
Well, here's the thing:
they do it for the reaction. And
I hate Nazis. Okay, here's
a Nazi.
A member of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, as far as I'm concerned.
Still exists?
There are some fringe people that actually, like, subscribe to the tenets of National Socialism. They think Adolf Hitler's a swell guy. But I think there's probably, last I checked with the Southern Poverty Law Center numbers, was like, there's like literally, I think maybe 8,000 actual card-carrying members of the American Nazi Party.
Probably most of which were nonviolent, just like, you know.
They're idiots that basically haven't moved out of their parents' basement and collect, you know, World War II memorabilia and couldn't get laid in a morgue, you know. So, and I think those people are a joke. Same thing with the Ku Klux Klan. Here's an interesting thing. When I was a kid, the KKK, there are KKK in Michigan. I think out in the sticks there. I think Pinckney or someplace. I can't remember the name of the town, but the KKK organized a march in Livonia, Michigan, I believe, back in like 1982-ish. I might be getting the dates wrong, but I was a kid, and I remember everybody was making a big, big hubbub and, you know, whatever about the KKK trying to march in our town. And the solution that most people came to was to, like, not show up. So you had a lot of morons in bed sheets flying Confederate flags, standing around, and I think it rained, too, just looking like fools, and nobody gave them the attention that they were craving, and they never marched again. And I think most people have gotten past that. I don't think most people are racist. I think most people in America are more concerned about just living their life and getting along.
I would disagree and say that everyone is racist, and racism is normal. The question is, to what degree and how do you act upon it, right?
China's showing a lot of racism. It's pretty interesting. They have been kicking Africans out of their apartments and homes in different cities in China. And
that's a good example of bad racism in that.
Yeah.
I mean, racism can be useful to a degree depending on, like, the natural, like, in-group preference that one has is important. You need that for any system or organization to function. If you just have no standards and let everyone in, then it won't be your organization for long because other people will come in and just take over the organization.
Well, here's a question, too. How do you define race? Like, for example, if you define race in scientific terms, I understand it's that if two members of the same species can successfully procreate and produce viable offspring, they're part of the same race.
Is that species or race?
Yeah, that's race. So for example, I've got a dog that's half terrier and half Maltese. So you have two different types of dogs that had a baby, and my little Laika was born, and she's a mutt. I mean, I'm part American Indian and part European. You're part African and part European, I think. And I was married to a Chinese lady, and so it's like there's a lot of mixing going on. And I think as time goes on, you have a lot of people who have offspring that are multitudes of things. So I don't think there's a problem with that. And but as far as the whole issue, I think culture has a lot to do with maybe discrimination. Some cultures are different and may or may not be compatible with each other.
Yeah, there's certainly a question of cultural compatibility. And in terms of cultures and racism, I think America is one of the least racist cultures, right? What country has more people who are foreigners in them than America that's this big, right? It's easy if you're Dubai, right? A city-state like that, they're like almost 90%, I think.
Yeah, they're
foreigners.
Very homogeneous. Yeah,
and
yeah.
That makes sense when they need like laborers and workers and all of that. But for a large country, what country is so tolerant towards immigrants? And I think Americans, they don't mind. What they care about is, are you American, right? You can go to like the so-called redneck or like, those like, quote unquote, more likely to be racist places. But I think if you go there, like look at the Trump rallies. Mm-hmm. The black Trump supporters are treated very well.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy wants America to be great again. He wants to build the wall.
Yeah,
I don't care if he's, as long as he wants the wall.
Well I was
black, purple, green, orange. That's, I think, many Americans, how they feel about race.
Well, I taught in Detroit, and people accepted me, and I was probably the lighter skinned guy there, and everybody was cool. So
it's not as big a problem as people make it out to seem. What do you think about racism? Call in, let us know. The number is 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has revealed federal guidelines to reopen the United States. The three-phase plan would be led by state governors.
making decisions about their economies and based on hard, verifiable data.
We're opening up our country, and we have to do that. America wants to be open.
And Dr. Deborah Birx has said that it's almost time to open America, but not quite yet.
To all of you that are out there that would like to join together and just have that dinner party for 20, don't do it yet.
All of this news comes as Chinese authorities are now admitting the death toll in Wuhan, thought to be where the coronavirus outbreak first began, is more than 1,300 higher than previously announced, according to their state media, an over 50% increase. For all of your news and other coronavirus updates, keep it right here at USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And this is David.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands.
Yeah.
And we just want to thank the Amplifiers. For those of you who don't know, Amplifier stands for Amplify, Market, and Promote. And it allows Free Talk Live to get on even more radio stations and reach an even larger audience. So those of you who are interested in spreading the ideas and what we do here, go to freetalklive.com/amp, where you can sign up to support the show. And we want to give a shout out to T. Hammond for being a gold amplifier. Thank you so much, T. Hammond, for all of you done for Free Talk Live. And we also have a caller on the line. It's Jay from California. Jay, are you here?
Yes, thank you.
Hello, Jay.
Hello. On the lighter side, I would just like to make a quick comment about how people sometimes like to make analogies about the current world situations with movies from Hollywood. Now, everybody remembers the great science fiction classic, When the Day the Earth Stood Still.
How about, one of my favorites.
How about The Day the Economy Stood Still? In the movie, these giant ugly creatures popped up and went stomping around on everything, breaking things, and blowing away anybody who opposed them. The analogy would be, in real life, these giant ugly creatures, these Democrat governors, are stomping around on everything and blowing away, figuratively, anybody who opposes them. The day the economy stood still, you have to add the science, the sound effect. The day the economy stood still.
Oh, were you speaking about the remake? I didn't see the remake, but I was thinking about the 1951 version.
Yes, the remake was good too. Sure,
I didn't see that.
It was quite good. These hideous creatures just popped up out of nowhere without
these
warning.
These politicians.
Just flipping around on everything and breaking things and blowing people away with no particular
definitely
goal.
The politicians.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's another work of fiction I can recommend highly that there's a lot of analogies. And it's the book, not the movie. The only thing the book and the movie had in common was the title, but the book, World War Z, really, really did a good job describing how different governments would react in a pandemic, and they really hit China on the nose.
Yes, so, I've heard of it. Another
Max Brooks, beautiful book. Go ahead.
Another recommended movie with Roddy Piper would be They Live, which is just...
Oh, that is one of my favorites. It's a documentary.
Yes, They Live. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Is it me, or is the fight scene between Roddy Piper and Keith David in that one of the best fight scenes ever?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's just...
That's genuine. And I was just telling my girlfriend this the other day. That fight, there's so much symbolism in there. That fight scene represents people like you and I trying mm-hmm. to wake somebody up who is deeply under the spell, and it's nearly impossible with some people. No matter how you try, it's just almost impossible to wake them up, even though it's right in front of them.
Well, I wonder what the fight scene will be in this Corona 2020 movie they make a few years down the line. Will there be, will the militias finally rise up? Where's the 3% militia? The one that says, we're going to protect the constitutional order. We're going to be that last mm-hmm. line of defense. I'm hoping that there will be some activity from, the many Americans who believe in civil rights, constitution, and all of that.
Well, I'm hoping things don't get violent, but I will say to my millennial friend here who hasn't watched any movies prior to 2000, you said, Alex, your homework assignment is to watch They Live with Roddy Piper. I got a copy of it. I'll lend it to you.
In black and white?
No, it's in color. It was made in 1986.
Thank God.
Oh, come on. There's a lot of good black and white movies.
Is it a silent movie?
No. Although Metropolis by Fritz Lang is good, too. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say thank you.
Where in California are you calling from? Just curious.
I'm calling from a little town called Brownsville, California.
Oh, okay.
While I have your attention, I would also mention that my girlfriend is one of the top nurses in one of the largest hospitals in the city of Sacramento, in inner city.
That's where I was born.
Okay. Sacramento's a fine city. I like Sacramento.
Yes.
Like all hospitals nationwide, it's so slow that they're furloughing nurses. But here's the point I wanted to mention real quick, then I'll get off. She was recently given this ominous-looking red card that said, "That says, present this card to any police or law enforcement in the event of civil unrest and allow this person to get through because she's a medical professional."
Mm-hmm.
And what she said to me is that they're expecting some sort of martial law. It's a very ominous-looking card.
Man, what does it say? Have you seen it? Can you send a picture or get a picture in?
I have a picture of it, but I somehow it got off my camera. But I'll try to get a picture of it to you. It's really an ominous looking red card that mm-hmm. allows to get out of jail free card for medical professionals is what it is.
Yeah.
When we go to total jackboot lockdown,
Yeah, that's terrifying, and I hope it doesn't get that far. And I'm hoping Americans won't let it get that far because
And there's a lot of good Americans
of the country, I would say, right? You need cards and papers and all of this. I mean, it's scary that, you know, you can even say something like that and we not just, you know, laugh at you for being a troll, right? This is real.
Well, there's a lot of good freedom loving people in a lot of those blue states, like in California. There's a lot of really strong liberty minded people there.
Yeah, it's quite the situation we're in, and I don't know about you, but that shakes me up a little bit, right? Like, you know, you're gonna have like red cards and blue cards and green cards, and you don't have the right color.
Well, this is off
to the FEMA camp you go.
Well, this is stuff I've been reading about since 1993. Yeah, so welcome to my world there, Alex.
Yeah, I don't like your world. I like the nice, millennial safe space. Where's my safe space? Don't tell me it's a FEMA camp because...
You just need to watch some movies that come out before 2000. You might learn something. There's some good stuff out there. Like Dr. Strangelove, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. It's black and white, but it's one of the best movies ever made, so you got to give it a chance.
Yeah, I'd rather read the old books than the old movies. I think nothing really...
Do both. There's nothing wrong with doing both.
There's only so many hours in the day. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You and I are still working despite what the government says, right?
Yeah, well, I'm essential.
Me too. We all are, right?
Yeah. But like the other caller said, hey, it's like I go to work in a Hawaiian shirt and flip-flops and I bring my dog, so I'm very lucky.
Indeed you are.
So to all you guys out there, if you got a pooch, man, and you're staying home with them now, man, this has got to be a vacation for them.
Hey, Richard, how are you in Michigan? Hello? Richard, are you there? Going once.
Richard from Michigan.
Going twice. And sold.
All right.
So, yeah, I was hoping he could give us the inside scoop on Michigan, where it seems to be one of the few states where people are rising up.
Makes me wonder. I had a friend named Richard in Michigan. I wonder if it was him. You know, that'd be kind of cool.
Well, we'll never know.
Oh, man.
What's going on in your state? Are people rising up? Do you think you'll be one of them? It's time to start thinking before they start handing out red cards.
Or is the Cheeto dust growing on your fingers?
Call in and let
Netflix.
Us know. The number is 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands.
And it's weird. Dave and David for me are like interchangeable, so however you want to call me.
Yeah, and we have some Davids that call in, and sometimes it's like, which David are you talking to, and all of that. But we also have a Richard on the line again, so let's see if this time we can get through. Richard, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Richard.
Hello? Hey.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Where in Michigan are you calling from?
Around Jackson.
Oh, okay. Been there many times.
What's on your mind?
Well, I guess I'm not sure where you get your information that Michigan is in lockdown and that we can't do anything or go anyplace. I
got that from the Detroit Free Press.
Well, Detroit is a real hot spot.
Yeah, yeah, I'd imagine.
Part of the reason is our governor asked people to do things to help us out, and they neglect to do it. For instance, our representative, Julie Alexander, went to Lansing yesterday and protested, and they said no gathering of people. And here she is out talking to TV cameras, 5 feet from the lady. Nobody has masks on. And I think, wait a minute, no wonder. In the same way, our governor doesn't want you traveling, because up in the northern part of the state, or in the UP, they don't have a serious problem. So why would they want people from Jackson or Michigan or other places come up there? And she don't want you to go to your houses or cottages up north. Which if you go up there, you're going to go to Lewiston, or you're going to go wherever to buy groceries and gas and whatever, and take the germs along with you. And nobody wears masks. I went to the other night. I sat out in front of Meijer's, right by the door, and I counted 80 people that went in and out of Meijer's. And how many do you think had masks on?
I don't know, but probably not as many as should be.
Nine people.
Really?
Nine of them.
See here it's like they won't let you in the store without a mask.
Well, which, that's what they say, but I went with Paul to a store, and it said no mask, no entry. And I'm like, oh, you missed the signs. No, I didn't. And he's just walking around in the store, and no one cares. So, yeah, they all know me here. Like, they know.
Okay. Well, no, I understand where you come from. I'm glad to hear that there's two sides to every story, though, sir. Thanks for sharing that, Rich.
The thing is people, you know, we fought to get no smoking in our restaurants and bars because of secondhand smoke. And they think nothing of secondhand germs that are spreading all over, like Myers and them stores. And the other thing is people are paying because they can't buy seeds or, like at Walmart, they've closed the garden section down. But part of the reason for that was the fact that some of the nurseries in Jackson and other nurseries were complaining to the representative Turkey that they were selling nursery stuff at Myers and Menards and some of the other stores. So he went to the governor, and the governor says their idea was to get them to open the nurseries, but it backfired and it ended up and they shut down them, which is good for the small nursery because they don't have the competition. And it's not fair that Myers can sell outdoor stuff and the nurseries can't. So anyway, that's just my train of thought.
Well, thanks for giving us, because as I said, I mean, I haven't been in Michigan since 2005, but I do try to keep abreast of what's going on. And, you know, my brother who lives in Warren, he shared an article about this thing on Facebook, and so I printed it out from the Detroit Free Press, and I looked on, I saw a couple of videos. But, you know, me not being there, it's like, you know, we're looking at it from thousands of miles away, so I'm glad to get I understand that you guys had a pretty mild winter this year too, which
very,
is nice.
Very mild, and this is really bad.
Must be the global warming, right?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, that's another thing. I keep watching the weather in Anchorage, Alaska, and it's much warmer than what it is in Michigan. So,
wow.
Day or summer and winter, so. Pretty hard to have ice in Alaska when it's 50 and 60 degrees.
Well, is it me, or does like Michigan have like a couple of really really harsh, really good winters, and then a harsh winter, and then a couple of mild winters, and then a harsh winter? I remember that being kind of the pattern.
It used to be, but now it's mostly like last winter it was and
okay.
Now, actually, we had like 4 inches of snow today, but it's all melted off pretty much.
And well, we appreciate the inside information, and we'd love to hear from you again. Thank you for the call.
Take care of yourselves. Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Dave in New Mexico.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Dave, you
calling.
There? Or David?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Updates on lawsuits against the New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham by the gun sellers and the religion sellers. She's getting sued from the gun stores and the church. At least two churches have filed lawsuits against her and are disobeying her order to remain closed. And on this gun store, the update on that is they had filed four days ago, let's say. They filed a federal lawsuit against the state and the governor and one of the cabinet secretaries for telling them to shut down. And then after that lawsuit was filed, the owners of one of the gun stores, Calibers, and you can find this online, had said that he was going to open back up completely, yet following the distancing guidelines that all other essential businesses that are allowed to be open are following. So he just opened up as an essential business, even though the governor of New Mexico had ordered that he is a non-essential business for his civilian side. Law enforcement is allowed to go buy equipment and shoot at his range, but not civilians, just law enforcement. They're essential. But the newest on that is that So he opened up yesterday, and the state police showed up at the end of the day. Oh, and let's state police. State police, you are rapidly becoming the SS. So that's what you are, because the sheriffs around the country, most of them refuse to do what you, the state police, are doing. And, you know, and the state police is at the command of the governor, at least in our state.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor is using that state police force like Hitler used the SS.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, state police, if you're listening to that,
Now here's a question too. Like when it comes to the sheriff versus the state police, my understanding on the way jurisdiction works is that the county sheriff actually is supposed to have more authority in its own jurisdiction than the state police would.
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to get a lawyer. But my understanding is that the sheriff is mentioned in the founding documents of this country,
mm-hmm.
and people can correct me, but that's my understanding. And so the sheriff is actually discussed in the founding documents and practice of law enforcement in this country in the beginning.
That comes from English common law,
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry,
and
I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. All other police forces, you know, be they municipal or state or whatever, are not established by rule of the founding documents of the country. They're established under the authority of whatever agencies are established. You know, when the constitution, the founding documents set up the country, they loosely said, okay, the courts will be established, but they didn't
mm-hmm.
say exactly what the courts were going to look like. They left that to, you know, once the courts were put in power to make their own rules as to how they were going to operate, and that's how these other police forces were started, in my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But the sheriffs are refusing to go enforce stuff like that, but the state police are doing it. You know, obviously they want to keep their nice paycheck, because if they aren't a state police officer, then what are they going to do? They're going to find some other job to.
The fact that sheriffs are elected office feeds into this too, I think.
Yeah, that's big, and I think it'd be interesting if you could, you know, reject from office any police officer. Instead of giving a department complaint that's maybe never followed up upon, you could just reject them directly.
Mm.
Thanks so much for the call.
Hey,
feel free to call in any night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.